Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, next on the programme, new research tells us that alcohol is still heavily promoted in sport, despite laws in place designed to curb the marketing of alcohol products. This study discovered that an alcohol brand reference appeared in the sporting area on average once every 8 seconds in one particular rugby match. Most references were for brand variants with zero alcohol, but those ads use similar branding to their regular strength counterparts. So the question is a radical overhaul needed of the way drinks companies advertise their non-alcoholic products? To discuss this, I'm joined in the studio by Cormac Healy, Director of Drinks Ireland, and Sheila Gilheeny, who's Chief Executive at Alcohol Action Ireland. And you're both welcome. Thank you for being here this morning. So this research I'm referring to, it's a significant piece of research, but it's something that yourself and your colleagues have, you've had an issue with for some time. You've been saying this for a while, Sheila.
We have. We've been pointing to the use of zero alcohol marketing products, the marketing of these zero alcohol products in areas that are restricted for alcohol advertising. So that's things like on buses or on billboards close to schools. So we have the Public Health Alcohol Act, which has a number of really, I would say, quite modest restrictions on alcohol advertising. Alcohol can be advertised in many, many different places, but one of the areas in which it is restricted is actually on the field of play during a sporting match. So, you know, you can have alcohol ads on the billboards going round the hoardings going round the pitch. You can have the championship or whatever it is actually being sponsored by a company, but you can't actually have an alcohol advertisement on the field of play. And what we have seen is that since that particular restriction came into action back in November 2021, there has been a proliferation of zero alcohol products being marketed in that particular way. But it uses identical branding to their alcohol products. And really, when you look at a rugby match, you see a very seamless kind of movement. You can look up in the stands, you can look down on the field, you look back up to where the scores are being kept, and you just see the product, you know, being advertised.
So with the Six Nations final, you had Guinness 0.0 on the pitch.
Yes.
What is the problem with that for you?
Well, because what you're really seeing is Guinness. You're seeing the brand, the alcohol brand being you know, strongly advertised and marketed there. And we would say that these products, they are they're no ordinary products. They are different in the sense that they don't have alcohol, but at the same time they're being advertised with a brand that is very, very strongly an alcohol brand. So people see mm-hmm. that and they see the advertising for it. And we would be saying, like, why, when there is so many other places that you can be advertising your product, why are you advertising it in the very small areas that are restricted?
Cormac, for you, what Sheila is saying, this is the industry using a cynical means to get the brands out there where you're not really allowed to do it, but no. 0.0 gives you the in.
I completely disagree with that, Claire. I mean, firstly, I think it's important to point out that, you know, these are different products, unlike what Sheila said. But before we even go into that, just to take a look at the bigger picture in Ireland at the moment, because sometimes we forget that alcohol consumption has fallen significantly in Ireland by over 30% in the last 20 years. And sometimes that's forgotten in the overall discussions, and we have many discussions around alcohol, and those are not my figures, they're figures from revenue in terms of per capita consumption. The growth that we're seeing now in 0.0 products is consumer-led. Consumers are changing. They are finding moderation. They are drinking and changing in terms of what they drink and when they drink and how they drink. And therefore, we are now providing consumers with choice. Choice of a 0.0 option. Yes, it may be linked to one of the established brands out there, but you know, it's linked. I mean, and consumers have a resonance with that around quality, etc. Mm-hmm. But it's offering them choice, and these 0.0 products have a real role to play in moderation. And the rules are quite clear in relation to it. I mean, it's not that, and I completely, you know, reject the suggestion that there's something subterfuge going on here. This is advertising of a 0.0, a non-alcohol option. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can be linked to
parent brands. It just happens to be called Heineken or Guinness,
absolutely.
And it has this little zero
absolutely,
zero
because
afterwards.
Those are the companies that have invested heavily in the development of these. We've had some previous offerings to market that perhaps haven't hit the quality point, but we have serious investment now in offering real alternative to consumers. And, you know, that market is growing. Consumers are responding. And therefore, it's only right that you should be able to advertise.
Sheila, Cormac is right. Like, they're allowed to do this. There's nothing stopping the drinks companies from advertising during sports events with their zero-zero brands.
Well, we would actually question that. If you look at the legislation, it actually says that there shouldn't be advertising either directly or indirectly for an alcohol product. And we would argue that it is an indirect advertisement that's going on.
So
there.
Are you saying that Cormac's members actually want us to drink the full-strength beer with alcohol in it or Guinness with alcohol in it or whatever it might be, that that's what their aim is?
Well, I think they're certainly promoting their alcohol brand, which is the parent company. Just to say, you know, when we look at the level of advertising, these products make up about 1.5% of the market. So we're just talking about beers here. The zero product make up about 1.5% of the market. But if you look at the advertising spend on out of home advertising, which is exactly these areas that I'm talking about where there is a restriction on it, they actually make up about 25% of the alcohol companies' spend in that area. Mm-hmm. That seems an enormous amount, and it has also increased hugely. So if you compare 2022 to 2021, it increased by about 30%. Yeah. So this is, and indeed actually advertising companies have commented on this and have remarked that it is in response to the tightened regulations.
Cormac, what do you want to say?
I think firstly, Alcohol Action Ireland are looking for things where they're not at this point in time. I think it's an unreasonable position in relation to this zero-zero products. And yes, I mean, you know, spend on these, they are new to market. They are increasing. The fact that they're a low percentage is we're at the starting point. We know that in other countries that are more advanced with these offerings to market, that the market share has actually increased to 10-12%. So there is advertising behind them, there is a push behind them to put them there as a choice to consumers that will be something that assists with moderation.
So what you're saying is the intention is to push the zero-zero brand, not to push
absolutely.
the linked brand,
there's
Sheila
investments
suggests.
In these products. They are new offerings. And I mean, if we see in other countries that these can go to 10-12% of market share, that's a very, very significant market share, and therefore there's been a lot of investment behind it and they are being advertised. And I think the other point on this is that, you know, it's an ill reflection of what we think of people's intelligence and ability to make discerning choices as well. I mean, it's quite clear and the rules are quite clear around these products about zero-zero. The non-alcohol denomination must be very clear throughout the advertisement, etc.
How upset would you be if the brands were banned altogether from marketing in these arenas? So no more Heineken 00, no more Guinness 00, and you would be forced to call those non-alcohol products something else entirely.
Well, that's a different world, a different Ireland, I think. I mean, I don't see that, you know, could be perceived, and why would you do it for the alcohol industry
and not for the reasons Sheila has outlined.
But the reasons are also that consumption is dropping here and we're not recognising the fact that trends have changed and consumption has dropped significantly.
You're shaking your head, Sheila. Do you not agree with that consumption's dropping?
There has been a drop in consumption, but to say that, you know, we don't have a problem is really putting it, you know, that's just not right. So, for example, if we were all to drink at the low-risk drinking guidelines, we would be drinking about 35% less than what we're drinking at the moment. So, yes, there has been a drop from the absolute sky-high levels that we were at in the early part of the century. That is welcome. But, you know, we have a long way to go. We have, you know, some of the highest levels of binge drinking in this country. We have a massive problem. If you were to look at something like our, you know, for example, the level of alcohol use disorder in the country, with 15% of the population have an alcohol use disorder. Mm-hmm. So we're a long way off.
Healthy Ireland figures, the Department of Health and Healthy Ireland figures themselves show binge drinking has fallen, has come down. And I'm not taking away from the point that these are areas that need to continue
it's
to be focused
problem.
On. Well, that continue to be focused on. But challenging the sector and accusing it of something that isn't the case is not helpful. I mean, this is an industry that has now developed a product offering that actually consumers do want, and I think we will see as we go through this, the years ahead of us, that share of market increasing and therefore advertising.
And Sheila, what evidence do you have that the promotion of the zero-zero products have a negative impact on people when it comes to alcohol consumption? Is there a proven link?
Yeah, there is. Firstly, this is a new area, so it's only just really starting to be, being researched. We do have evidence, actually, that there's a study done in Thailand which would have shown that exposure to this increases overall brand awareness, particularly with young people. There's also comments, and it is really come down to comments from, you know, treatment services who would say that these products certainly are not suitable for people, with an alcohol problem, and that's a separate area. I don't have a problem with the particular products themselves. That's up to, you know, people's choice and people doing that. What I do have a problem with is, you know, we need to recognise that they are different. They're not the same as a regular soft drink. There is something about them that is different, and that's acknowledged by the industry because they say that they're not suitable for under 18s, for example. Mm-hmm. So if we accept that, and if we go back and we look at the Public Health Alcohol Act, the purpose and the intent of that act was to reduce the level of alcohol marketing, particularly to young people. So, you know, with all of that in mind, I think what we're...
This is not alcohol. It's got no alcohol in it.
It's the marketing of the brand. And what we're saying to the Minister for Health, to Stephen Donnelly, is to look at this legislation. And, you know, if we believe, we really do believe that certainly we know that the intent of the legislation is to reduce alcohol marketing to young people. But if the exact wording doesn't cover zero alcohol products, which we think it does, well, then put an amendment into that legislation.
But this is going way beyond. I mean, this is a non-alcohol product. I mean, and therefore, I mean, what Alcohol Action Ireland is actually trying to do is encompass that in legislation that's aimed around alcohol labelling, which are alcohol advertising, which is, you know, way beyond what this legislation is about.
But it would be helpful.
You asked about the brands.
It would be helpful,
there,
though, for your members. If somebody saw an ad for a 0.0 product and said, well, I might have that, but I might just have the full strength thing as well. There's no harm in that for you.
There's no
You're
harm
still
in,
selling.
Well, there's no harm in that. But also, I mean, let's recognise, as Sheila has said, that they will see the brand. But, they will equally see the 0.0 offering, that it is there and is available. And you mentioned about taking away brands altogether. I mean, much of the advertising and sponsorship is not really driving consumption. It's about the choice between brands.
Why do you do it, though, if it's not driving consumption?
That's ludicrous.
Companies want to advertise their brand and make that the choice if somebody does choose. Yeah.
So then there's a benefit
of all advertising.
Yeah, of course. You're spending money in order to get people to consume
your product.
Your
brand, yeah. And the rules, I mean, I should say too, because we talk about this as if there's no rules already. Ireland has some of the strictest rules around advertising and marketing. Those are further defined and enhanced by guidelines that are and have a high level of compliance by the industry. I mean, there's nobody questioning that the industry is complying with the guidelines. And we are also confident that I think consumers are fully capable of making that choice.
Do you expect, though, given what we saw in that report, that, you know, in some cases, every 8 seconds, there is an alcohol brand being promoted during a high-profile rugby match, that there will be more restrictions around 0.0 brand advertising?
Well, firstly, it said that most of that was non-alcohol, actually. So, I mean, I think
it's still a brand, though, that is
a brand of alcoholic drink. But, I mean, it's a piece of research that was done on advertising back 2 years ago, not recent, but it's also, I'd say, probably quite directed in terms of its outcome. I think if we
You're questioning the validity of the research.
I think it's served a purpose in terms of the research. I think if we take a fair look at advertising and marketing of alcohol and now non-alcohol drinks in the market, you will see that they are strictly regulated. The guidelines are adhered to, and there's high compliance throughout. And I haven't seen anybody question that compliance of industry.
Okay, a listener says, I have consumed, I've drunk as much as anyone in my time, and I can safely say with all the ads I've seen at matches or on TV sports, I've never once said, right, I'm off for a pint of that. This ad ban proposed, as we're talking about, is for obsessives. Another one, Geraldine says, these products should be rebranded completely. Of course, Cormac disagrees. It's in the interest of his job. It's the brand that's the thing. It's wonderful if it's true that alcohol consumption has decreased, but it makes the marketers desperate to keep their sales up.
Well, no, I think we have no... I mean, what we want to see is a market and consumers enjoying our products, enjoying them in moderation. We also have strong export business. We have some of the best brands in the world in terms of it, a strong tradition in quality production, growing level of development.
You want to keep sales up.
But sales are dropping. I mean, that's the point. Per capita consumption is dropping.
One quick word to finish, Sheila.
I think anyone can say when they look at a rugby match and they can see the level of alcohol advertising there that it's about driving sales. And indeed, the marketers would comment on, you know, how successful their campaigns have actually been. We're calling on the minister to look at this carefully and really looking back and see what was the purpose of the Public Health Alcohol Act and amend it accordingly.
All right. Thank you both. That's Cormac Healy and Sheila Gilheeny. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.